Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your friendly Pinhead 198 back with a... We're gonna do a commentary like we did with the old. This time, we are going to do a commentary which we should have done before this podcast. It should have been one of the first two episodes because we're Pinhead 198 and with the new Hellraiser movie coming out October 7th. We have to do a commentary. We're going to do a commentary for Hellraiser 1 right now. We're going to do a commentary for Hellbound Hellraiser 2 as well, leading into October 7th, which I hope, God, I hope among hopes, that it's at least decent. I'm not even hoping for great. I just hope for good, decent to good. Let's hope so. But I have faith in David, I have faith in Bruckner, and I have faith in Jamie Clayton being able to do what she can do because she was fantastic in Sense8, and she was fantastic in L Word Generation Q. So let's get into this, and let's see and compare and contrast the differences. And we will do, oh trust me, we will do a commentary for the new Hellraiser. So let's get into this. My favorite ghouls. Let's go. Sorry if you hear my mom listening to serial killer shit on Discovery Plus in the background. She's watching the Ken and Barbie Killer special, so. New World Pictures. This was back when they were still a thing, you know? And that's why Clive Barker lost a lot of his fucking rights, because they were debunked and they were scattered out like the fucking Dragon Balls. So, there you go. Clive Barker's Hellraiser. For those of you that want to watch this with me, I should have announced this in the beginning. You can watch this on Tubi. Free of charge. Limited commercial interruptions. We'll talk about multiple things as the commercials come in, but your best bet is for Tubi. I have my own personal copy, but, you know, there you go. And this is one of the all-time greats, especially because the visual effects, the practical visual effects, they're fucking fantastic. Christopher Young composing the music, who's fantastic. He did a lot of other work. He did The Fly too, you know. Shitty movie, great music. There's a lot of those, you know. Shitty movies with great music. Batman and Robin, shitty movie, great music. Godzilla 1998, shitty movie, great music. Freddy vs. Jason, shitty movie, great music.
Your pleasure, Mr. Cotton.
Then we pan out, which is fantastic. As he's lying in a den in Bombay, getting the box. As Minute Work would say with the land down under, you know.
Take it. It's yours.
It always was.
It always was.
Now he's in his dark passage with the candles lit, playing with a box he has no fucking business playing with, but we'll see what happens to his bitch ass. Fantastic sweet sequence. It's opening the box. And this box design is just fantastic. I hope we see that in the new one. Like that kind of attention to detail with the box moving. And these boxes actually moved. You could. There was prop boxes, and then there was an actual box that could move with, you know, sticks pushed up and moving it, you know. Not to tell the magic, but it was fantastic. This is amazing. The prop designer deserves A++ work. As he's screaming, the hooks go into his flesh. We'll see much worse as we go down the line, but that's just the start. I love it. But the prop designers, the visual effects artists, they all deserve fucking A++ shit. They are fantastic. This is in the 80s. 87, if I'm not mistaken. And there we see our first glimpse of the Cenobites. Well, we don't see them yet, but we see that spinning, what do you call it, there's the female Cenobite, but an obelisk, or whatever it is, spinning with chains around it, and mutated flesh, and then we see our first glimpse of the legend, Pinhead. Fantastic. As he's gathering together parts of Frank, because they believe they got Frank. But yeah, this was in 1987, so this tells you quite a bit. The practical effects, the props, was fantastic. As you see Pinhead with his bloody fingers closing the box and going back to hell. Or so they say, or think. Because, you know, they got Frank. Or did they? This is fantastic shit. Excuse me for my nose, I'm a little sick right now, so.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody changed the lock. Well, like, oh, very cool.
Try not to do it too much like DSP.
I don't know, it was just a suggestion. Ah.
Success. Voila.
And boom.
Well, this is it. The old homestead.
The only thing I have in a complaint about this scene is I don't know how they...
It smells damp.
There you go.
Been empty for a while.
Never mind.
She
I forgot. She actually... Julia...
How long since you were here?
Actually,
no, the better part
you know,
of 10
it smells
years.
Damp. It should smell wretched.
The old
but,
lady died.
You know.
I couldn't get Frank to agree. I guess he needed a hideout or something.
Especially with all this rotten, wretched, grotesque bullshit that's here. It's
look at this. And don't worry. This stuff means nothing to me. It all goes.
I thought half of it was your brother's.
I've never known him to kick cash out of bed. Besides,
fuck him.
He's probably behind bars someplace. You know?
The great murderer from Dirty Harry.
She'll love it.
You really want to move in here?
You don't like it?
I suppose it's better than Brooklyn.
Oh, don't start.
Anything's
Julia.
Better than Brooklyn.
Don't start what?
Look, we can make it work here.
Andrew Robinson.
I've got a terrific job. You're back on your own turf. We can be happy.
All right, all right.
So what's the argument?
No argument.
Oh, Christ. Honey. Shit.
Yeah. He was a great character actor, and he's one of my favorites here in this movie, Hellraiser. He's fantastic. He was in Dirty Harry. He was the villain in Dirty Harry, the original Dirty Harry film. He was in Cobra, you know, the detective, or, the chief, if I'm not mistaken. where he was a detective. But no. Potato, potato.
Larry!
Where are you?
In here.
He was here.
Squatters?
Fucking bitches.
Frank.
He's here.
Well, he's been here. I mean, there's stuff in the kitchen you wouldn't believe. He's obviously made one of his famous getaways. What the hell's that?
Don't worry, babe. My brother's a degenerate. But I still love him. I love how he's so nonchalant about it. He's like, oh, there were squatters here. My brother Frank was here. He broke in. He was fucking bitches.
Who is this?
On the run. Probably Tristan. Murdered someone, but...
Barely, where are you?
I'm good.
You what?
And we meet Kirsty for the first
time,
Ashley Lawrence.
Wait, I thought you were going to stay with us for a while.
Dad?
One of my childhood crushes. She is and has been always a beautiful woman. I love her. And she's a tough bitch, too. Like, you talk about some of the great final girls that nobody mentions. Ashley Lawrence... Kirsty Cotton is one of the top tier. She's up there with Nancy.
I'd really like you to see this house. It's something else.
In the next couple of days, I've got to find myself a job.
Nightmare on Elm Street. She's up there with Laurie Strode and Halloween. She is top tier.
Dad, this isn't a gesture. This is something I need to do.
Nobody talks about her enough, and it pisses me off because she fights. She outsmarts Pinhead. She outsmarts one of Hell's best demons, and she's never talked about like Nancy and Friday the 13th or Laurie Strode. It's,
call
it's
me tomorrow.
Fucking aggravating, but you know.
I
digress. Move on. And she's beautiful, badass bitch when she's doing it. I love Ashley Lawrence. Depending on how this new Hellraiser goes, I would love to see a sequel with her as she becomes the female pinhead. Because that happens in a comic, if I'm not mistaken. Christy Cotton takes over and becomes Pinhead. One of the most demonic versions of Pinhead as well. Pinhead is eradicated and she becomes Pinhead. It's fucking fantastic. It's a great story arc. I'd love to see it live with Ashley Lawrence doing it.
Don't worry. It'll get through.
All right. Hey, you got me off. All right.
So a fun fact here with this, if you're on the same spot that I'm on with the movers, the skinny guy next to the fat guy who's
things in there.
Moving the bed.
You got any beer?
The guy that just asked, you got any
There's
beer?
There's some in the fridge.
That was originally supposed to be Doug Bradley's part.
Well,
Doug Bradley, who is the iconic Pinhead.
I got nothing better to
do. He originally was supposed to be that mover. Because, you know, he's like, I want to see my face being seen. So, you know, he was an up-and-coming actor at the time, especially off of Broadway. And he wanted to be that mover, but luckily... As we go into this commercial, thank God, I can ramble on right here, but he really wanted to be the mover so he could be seen, but luckily he was convinced to be Pinhead down the line, like after arguments and enough coercing with Clive Barker and the producers, he actually became Pinhead, but in an alternate universe... Doug Bradley would have not been Pinhead. He would have been a fucking mover, and then we would have had a whole new different story to be told. So, there you go. Who knows who would have been Pinhead if Doug Bradley actually became the mover? Maybe it would have been, I don't know, Ian McKellen? Peter Capaldi at the time? Who knows? Who knows? But that is a fact, because that comes from Doug Bradley himself. You can learn a lot of this shit from Leviathan, the documentary, which is... There's a part one and a part two. Leviathan is one of my all-time favorite documentaries, not just because it's Hellraiser, but because you actually get to understand what they, what everybody went behind the scenes, what they had to go through with the practical effects, some great stories that haven't been told other than through that documentary. It's just, it's fantastic. Check it out if you have a chance. It's great Christopher Young music, just haunting as she's walking through the dirty Boweries of fucking, I guess this is England. Sorry for that. I'll turn down the I'll turn down the commercials next time. I was too busy trying to explain Doug being a moving man before he became Pinhead.
Excuse me.
The iconic Pinhead.
My lucky day.
Hi.
Do you want to buy a bear?
Oh, bitch.
Not much. Dad.
Kirsty.
Hi.
Hello, sweetie. Come here. Here you go.
Oh, great.
This is a big house.
You like?
Me like.
Well, I'll give you the grand.
And this is much different from the book itself. The book is completely different, which is what I want to see. I can't wait for Hulu's Hellraiser. I love this movie, but it is completely changed from what you actually read in The Hellbound Heart.
That's your daughter?
This motherfucker's a pushover.
Got her mother's looks.
Her mother's dead.
Ooh. Oh. his other partner's laughing at his ass like, good try, dummy. I like that little subtle touch.
Can I come in?
That's Julia.
Can I come in?
Flashes back to when she was fucking Frank.
You're Julia, right?
That's right. Who are you?
I'm Frank.
Uncle Frank.
I'm Brother Frank.
Well, you're Uncle Frank.
Yes.
I came for the wedding. Well, can I come in or not?
I'm sorry. Of course.
Can we fuck now?
Very welcome.
Yeah. Well, that's nice to know.
You'll understand why I called Uncle Frank.
Do you have a towel?
Have you got a towel?
He is Brother Frank, of course, but he's also Uncle Frank to Christy, and we will get into that down the line. Bitch is long gone. She's like, I hate this bitch. I will say I love the fact that Julia is a bitch from point one to point, you know, Z, as you Canadians love to say, right off the bat, because even in as we get into Hellbound Hellraiser 2, she's a bitch from the word go. Unfaithful, disloyal, hoodo. She just happens to be British, but still, a British hoodo. You can't make a hoe a housewife, as the great song once said. Thank you, Dr. Dre.
Wedded bliss?
I'm very happy.
I'm sure you are.
And Frank is a hoe too, so don't get mad, ladies. Frank is a hoe too. He's just a pimp hoe. He takes what he wants, and there ain't shit you can do about it.
Do
ain't shit. My brother's a pussy anyway. I'm gonna take your ass. Eat your pussy. And Frank's like a junkyard dog. He'll just take whatever he can if he gets... If you get in his target, he gonna eat your ass. Women and children beware, you know? And that's why Julia falls in love with him, because, you know, she's a rotten, wretched hoe. She likes that dirty, fuck me raw, on the kitchen sink type of sex, so. And I hate to be vulgar about it, but this is what Clive Barker establishes in this story. This is actually a perfect adaptation of his book. Minus the idea that Pinhead has no sex. But it's literally a story about reaching the ultimate climax of pain and pleasure. Like, how far can we go before the pleasure becomes pain? And what reaches are you... Like he said, it's never enough. It's never enough. And that's why, as you saw in the beginning, he opened the box, because he wants even more pleasure than that. That is a reoccurring theme in the book as well. And even Julia's not good enough. A beautiful woman like Julia, she's still not good enough.
Peter.
Because he can't reach the ultimate...
Is it deep?
Maximum climax with her. It has to go blood. Further than that.
I'm gonna faint. You're not going to faint.
Shit.
And that's a great shot with the blood dripping onto the floorboards.
It's going to need stitches.
He's got a huge gash in his... This is just beautiful. Beautiful practical effect. It's beautiful. As the blood sucks in, as Frank's disemboweled body eats the fucking blood from the floorboards. And if you're following along, you're about to see the resurrection of Frank.
What happened? It's just an accident. He's all right. Look,
I'm sure we'll get the commercial first, though.
Yeah, sure. The keys are in the kitchen.
So stupid.
It's all right.
He's fantastic. As we approach up, and now we're about to see the resurrection scene. If we don't get a commercial first. And I love how the floorboards are pulsating like heartbeats as he's coming up. As you can see, in the nails are pushing up out of the floorboards. The rats are running away. Even the rats who love trash are running away. That goo comes up. Ooh, it's beautiful. This is brilliant. And there we see you. This is body horror that would make fucking David Cronenberg proud. This is just fantastic shit. I love it. Once again, all practical effects. Just fantastic. None of this CGI bullshit, all practical effects. They're just rewinding the tape back so it can... Just fantastic. This is 1987, folks. Keep this in mind. The rats are fucking terrified, and they should be. As the mother brain, Frank, rises from his unbridled slumber and is resurrected through Hell's Gate. So fantastic. I love that scene. One of my favorite horror film scenes of all time.
Well, of course you're not. Next thing you know, I'm on the floor, and he's standing there like he's the one who needs help.
I thought he was afraid you were going to sue him.
I should do it. Bill, I should do it. You know all about that stuff. I'll call you tomorrow. We'll sue his ass.
That was a nice trick, bro.
Doctors.
You see Kirstie Cotton's Fly by Night love interest, because he won't last past this, but we'll see that later on.
Okay, stop. I'm not going to be able to stand up.
So lie down.
Ha! Yeah, smooth. So lie down.
Would you all excuse me? I think I'm going to go to bed.
Are you all right, darling?
Julia, the party pooper.
I think we ought to be making a move, too.
No, Bill! Absolutely not. This is the night of the paper hat here. We're celebrating something, so sit down.
The night of the paper hat.
Yeah, real soon. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Yeah, well, even though we know you're a bitch, go upstairs so we can all have fun, party pooper. She looks at me. You're still not Frank. You didn't fuck me like you fucked Frank. Like Frank fucked me.
Does it still hurt?
What? Oh, only when I drink.
We are drinking a little bit as we watch this as well, so excuse my misinterpretations of anything. Except for the shit that I know what I know. This is a brilliant scene as well, because we're going into Frank's basement. Julia! Sorry. Those black ass hills moving forward. The rat's eating the vomit. Yeah. Fuck, you can't help it.
Tell me who you are.
You know me, bitch.
Frank.
No. No.
Believe me. It's me. It's really me.
We still need to fuck.
His blood on the floor. It brought me back. Just help me, will you? Please, God, help me.
He's in a lot of pain, so that's what happens when you fuck with hell. You can be sent to the bottom barrel of the Bowery, so. And I love that Clive Barker with a drunk Kirsty. I love it. But I love that Clive Barker, even in the book, in the movie,
somebody.
Wait.
He makes you understand, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can go beyond the boundaries, but there are consequences to everything we do. There is karma to everything that we do.
You can't leave me like this, you can't.
This is why this movie is a great cautionary tale.
The blood brought me this far. I need more.
I'm hoping that the new movie does that as well. Because it is part of the book.
Hi. Are you alright?
Bitch, mind your business.
Kirsty? Thought I'd lost you.
No, I'm here. Good night.
Creepo. And that's our commercial break. And on a commercial break, I just want to let it be known that Oliver Smith was Frank the Monster. So whenever you see Frank in his absolute grotesque glory, like the blood, we'll get to there. That's Oliver Smith as Frank. The actor who played Frank in his, you know, the degenerate is Sean Chapman. So just so we get it straight, there were two actors to play Frank. Let's get back to it. We're back to it. Sorry for that, but we had to make it clear. And I think we missed one. So.
So why didn't you stay at Larry's house? There's plenty of room.
Oh yeah, there's room. There's Julia.
I see.
We see the. Pull back in that rotten fucking subway tunnel. It's awesome. Now we go to a flashback. As she's laying in her bed bored, she's fucking him. And that creature, Frank.
Thank you.
This seems like a dream sequence. It's a dream sequence, but it could be even construed as a premonition of future things to come. Which is absolutely brilliant and beautiful. About
Daddy.
Things to come. This is a foreshadowing. As everyone likes to say in horror.
Hello?
I was just having non-sex with my wife, so it's good to hear from you.
I'm all right, honey.
I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Never better.
Never better. You were fucking and I wasn't. Yeah. Let me go back to sleep.
I love you, sweetie.
I love you too, Daddy. Bye.
I'm happy now. Daddy's safe.
She had a bad dream.
Even though in the book, they're not father and daughter. It's a much different set of circumstances.
Kirsty.
Looking at you, bitch. Go kill someone so I can eat them.
Fun, is it?
What?
Drinking alone.
Not much.
I thought maybe, well, if we're both on our own, maybe we could have a drink together.
Why not, simp?
Everything.
That's right, yeah.
We do what we do.
I suppose that's right.
Would you like a drink?
Oh, no.
I want your...
Well over my limit.
I want your ass, bitch.
Yeah, it's funny. But, I feel like I've known you for years, you know?
She's scared of murder.
That's what you brought me here for, isn't it? What is it?
I suppose so, yes.
So what's your problem? Let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it.
You're not going to change your fucking mind, are you? I'm sorry.
And there he goes. He gets aggressive. And that's when she goes, it's time to have you done. If she changes her mind, that's fine. It's up to her. Your aggression is going to get you killed, buddy. She just walked out the door and left home, but...
This isn't the bedroom.
You're a horny brain dead, so now you die.
What's going on?
I like to fuck in the attic, bitch. Let go.
We don't need a bed, do we?
No, I suppose not.
I've always preferred the floor.
Oh, yeah, she liked it rough.
First time for everything, eh?
Why don't you take your jacket off?
Yeah. Why don't I?
Why don't you? So you can get murked, you fucko. This is a great scene. This is really a great scene.
Wait. Why don't you do the same thing?
You first.
Maybe I will.
She's a succubus too. That's it. There you go. You're fucking my woman. I'm gonna eat your brains out, you fuck.
Am I?
You know you are. Loveliest woman I've ever seen. Christ.
What's wrong?
Just 1 minute. Too much drink.
Nope.
Empty the old bladder.
Nope.
Did you
love
this?
Yep. Smash the head off and bam, bam. And now he's eating like a zombie. That's what you get. He's one of the only victims I don't feel sorry for. Because, you know, he wanted to be aggressive and trying to get that pussy any means necessary.
Don't look at me.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Don't watch me eat, Julia. A nasty, disgusting sound. I love the sound too. That's just perfect. That's awesome. I love it. As she strips down and tries to clean up her mess so the hubby don't know. Is this what you women do on the side time when men aren't watching? You douse yourself in blood? Just asking. This is a grotesque mutated flesh zombie. That is great practical effects. I love this shit. That's great. Of course it does.
And we both want that, don't we?
Because you're a vampire.
Good. Come here.
Come here.
Come here, damn you. I want to touch you. Come to daddy.
Bitch, don't play with me. Here comes the boring, mediocre husband that she doesn't give a fuck about. Like most modern day women who are in their current relationship, so there you go. I don't fuck no mediocre hoe. Bring in the sheep, bring in the sheep.
Julia, I was calling for you, didn't you hear?
Are you in there? You want a cookie, little girl?
I'm feeling sick.
Oh, babe. Is there anything I can get you?
Maybe a...
Get out of my fucking sight.
It's coming right up.
I'll be down in a minute.
Okay. There's no hurry.
You're a whore. And you know you're a whore. She's cleaning up her face.
Frank.
Gotcha.
I'm hurting.
Hurting.
My nerves are beginning to work again.
I need you. You need to murder more.
Not again.
To heal me completely. Then we can be away from here before they start to follow. The Cenobites. Yeah. It's only a matter of time before they find I've slipped them.
We know about the Cenobites, the Gosh. We're about to learn about them very soon.
Just a moment. Put on some music, will you, babe?
Yeah, sure.
Poor Larry, obedient as ever.
My brother, a fucking simp.
Don't want babe to hear.
You're hurting.
You won't cheat me, will you? You'll stay with me, help me. Then we can be together the way we were before. We belong to each other now. For better, for worse. Like love. Only real.
Oh, that's sweet. And there's the commercial break. So that's where we're at. Frank is about to tell the story of the Cenobites, and we'll actually see Kirstie meeting the Cenobites very soon, if I'm not mistaken. It's coming up real quick. Very, very quick. So, having a good time so far. I hope you are. We just gotta wait for that new Hellraiser film. I can't wait. Can't wait. It'll be better than Halloween Kills. Let's fill up our drink and get back to the show. Yeah. Well, we're still waiting. There's no really any more fun facts except for Doug Bradley doesn't co-sign this new film, but he says, let's wait and see. And that's how I feel. Let's wait and see what Jamie Clayton can do. Let's see if she knocks it out of the park. If she doesn't, we'll be the first ones to talk about it. And if she does, we gotta give her credit where credit's due. Because like I said, and like many have said, if you've read the book, Jamie Clayton being a woman, transgender, nothing, it doesn't matter. Her being a transgender woman actually fits perfectly for the book because it's just what it is. It's ambiguous. It's androgynous, so you don't know. You don't know.
Sometimes you just need some help. So if you need therapy.
Sometimes you just need some help, as the commercial says. So let's get back into it. We're back into Hellraiser.
I'm new here. You're gonna have to wait. Could you not do that, please?
Where's the manager?
That's a problem, too, because he's out to lunch right now.
I want to see somebody in charge.
Then you're gonna have to wait. Excuse me.
Well, excuse me.
What are you doing?
Eating bugs, bitch. What are you doing?
Give those back.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's eating bugs.
Get out. You get out of here.
And many people don't think so, but he's an important individual. We'll discuss why the bug eater in the pet shop is important. As we see in this sequence, we see why he disappears like nothing.
Hi.
Hi.
Into the light.
What's wrong? Something weird. What?
Giant bright light. Another victim.
You sure we're not gonna be interrupted?
No, motherfucker, I'm gonna kill your ass.
Light. Only I like to be careful.
Another one bites the dust. Sure, reading close to the story of the Cenobites and how he tried to reach the ultimate pleasure. Yes, it is. He explains to her why he is. That. Why he is.
It's a long time since I tasted anything.
You promised me an explanation.
This is it.
Let me
no,
see.
Don't touch it. It's dangerous. It opens doors.
Doors you don't want to go into.
Doors.
Doors to the pleasures of heaven or hell. I didn't care which. I thought I'd gone to the limits. I hadn't. The Cenobites gave me an experience beyond the limits. Pain and pleasure. Indivisible.
And that's minor compared to what happens in the book, because in the book,
they won't get me back.
His seed is spilled until he can't take it anymore, and I'll just leave it at that.
They'll never find us. Not in the whole wide world.
This kind of stuff made you sick.
Not anymore.
I've seen worse.
Especially when I murder.
Are you all right?
Are you?
So we can watch something else. So,
come on. Get it.
That?
I think I left a window open upstairs. I'll go see.
No.
It was nothing.
I know it wasn't nothing,
Larry.
Bitch.
What's the matter with you anyway?
I don't want you to get eaten. Not by my true lover.
It's just that I hate the thunder.
I'm here. You're safe.
I was lying to you. Love of the thunder.
This is nothing to be afraid of.
Thunder, feel the thunder, boom boom, lightning for the thunder. That's it. Fuck your husband for once, you bum.
I really should check it out.
Don't go up there, please.
We'll both go up. Come on.
Larry, please.
Don't worry about it. Come on.
Pause more. We're gonna see if Larry's up there.
Yeah, it's probably a rat. I told you. Nothing to be afraid of.
Ooh, rats nailed to the wall. That's a perfect practical effect scene. I love it. Frank, brother and uncle Frank. As he cuts the rat open.
I don't understand you. Hey, one minute you're all over me, and the next
you don't want to fuck me.
I just don't understand you.
I'm just a simp living in your simp world. Maybe you should.
Certainly wasn't any worse than this.
Look, you love her, so there must be something worth loving.
I wish it were that simple. I got a real problem here, kiddo. She doesn't even want to leave the house.
Really?
Rip you apart.
It's like she's waiting for something.
What?
Waiting for Godot.
I don't know. Way
behind. Foreshadowing.
Look, could you, would you, stop by sometime? Try to make friends?
Sure.
I mean, who knows? Maybe all she needs is somebody to talk to.
Sure.
You can't love him.
You know I don't.
So where's the harm?
I said no.
Then find me somebody else before they come looking. Now.
Yeah, the Cenobites are on their way, so you better hurry the fuck up, Julia. And Kirsty sees you cheating your ass off, bitch. You're a hoe. Your Sarah Connor glasses on. Fuck that shit.
I get lonely sometimes.
I don't want to die, but I'm going to. Fiddle it in. You're doomed.
Jesus Christ!
Not yet. I want you, boy. Kirsty walking into a situation her bitch ass shouldn't have come into, but you know, kids. Here she comes, whooping that ass. Christy's slowly approaching up the stairs. Don't do it, Christy. Don't do it. Don't do it. Zombie dead. I ate him, Christy. And now I want to eat you.
No.
Christy, it's Frank. It's Uncle
Frank.
Frank.
No. Yeah, Uncle Frank.
Come to Daddy. Kirsty Cotton is so fucking time. Badass. Give me that box.
She's awesome.
Give me the box.
What if fucking have it?
She's like, she's one of the final girls that most people don't talk about in horror, and it pisses me off because she's so fucking strong. She's so fucking determined. She outsmarts the Cenobites, as we see down the line. And the fact that she doesn't get the respect as Nancy or Ripley or fucking Sarah Connor. Like, she is a final girl that should be revered, and she's just underrated, and it pisses me off. She's fantastic. I hope we get that in the new Hellraiser film. I hope we get a final girl on that level. Doubt we will, but I hope we do.
Are you alright?
She's in the level of Laurie Strode as well. Oh, that blooming red shit.
You're awake. Good girl.
What happened?
I'll get the doctor.
Wait a minute. How did I get here?
I won't be a moment.
Please, get back into bed.
I have to call my father.
That's easily arranged, but first, back into bed.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
It really is.
First things first. We'll get you a telephone after we've talked. What about this? Ring any bells? You're hanging onto it like grim death.
I don't remember.
Well, the police will want to speak to you. You know that.
Oh, Christ.
In the meantime, maybe this will jog your memory.
She's like, yeah, bitch. Maybe it will. And they lock the doors. Because you're committed. They think you're a nut hut case. Sorry. Now you gotta play with the Cenobites and Pinhead. And we're gonna meet him right now. We're gonna meet Pinhead and the Gosh. The Gash. There it goes. The gates of hell open now. If you hear hammering in the background, that's my mom bashing someone's head in. So, just so you know. Into the tunnel of hell. It's fantastic. I love this fucking sequence. It's great. You hear the baby cry. Welcome to the Labyrinth of Hell. Fantastic. I hope we get a similar scene in the new Hellraiser film. I don't want this to be completely replicated, but I hope we get a similar scene. Uh-oh. Ooh. The beach of the labyrinth. Get your ass. Get you. Run your ass, Christy. Run, run, run. That's what happens when you open the gates of hell. And that was only a taste. Oh, that beautiful score. Now the Cenobites are coming for that ass. Now you're stuck, baby girl. You open the box. You open Pandora's box. Now you gotta deal with it. Blood spattered all over the wall. Light bulbs breaking. There's chatter. Girls, the man, Butterball.
You opened it. We came.
It's just a puzzle box.
Oh no, it is a means to summon us.
Who are you?
Explorers in the further regions of experience. Demons to some, angels to others.
Female Cenobite.
You solved the box. We came. Now you must come with us. Taste our pleasures.
I love how she puts her fucking finger into it.
That's
a waste of good suffering. I love how she puts her fucking finger into her open gashed wound in her throat. Fantastic.
Supposing he had escaped us, what has that to do with you?
I can leave you there, and you can make him back instead of me. Perhaps we prefer you. I want to hear him confess himself. Then maybe. That's the line right there. We'll tear your soul apart.
She'll tell him everything.
I don't think so. She'll want to warn Larry first.
It's probably her now. Or the police.
It doesn't make any difference.
Don't you care?
What I care about is a new skin.
Maybe we should just leave.
Like this. Look at me.
We can't just stay here.
My brother will be home soon.
Gotcha.
I don't know where to begin.
What are you talking about?
It's best you see for yourself.
I'm a wretched whore.
I left her here, safe and sound. I even locked the door.
Well, she's not here now.
I'll start looking for her.
Maybe she's going back to... to her father's house.
There he goes. He's reached his ultimate transformation. And now we've gone into the final act. Frank is now... complete.
Daddy! Daddy, it's me! It's Kirsty! Let me in!
Daddy's dead.
Kirsty? It's very late.
Where's my dad? What's the matter? I want to see my father!
Of course.
She's good at being a wretched bitch. It's awesome.
Okay, baby. Julia told me everything.
Oh, no. See, your brother Frank is upstairs. He's upstairs and he's trying to kill you. He's gonna kill you.
No, wait. Whatever Frank did was unspeakable. It's unspeakable. But believe me, it's finished with now.
Why is it finished?
He's gone.
What does gone mean?
He's dead, Kirsty.
You're dead.
He was insane, baby. A mad dog. I had to put him out of his misery. Jesus, what a scene. And when I'm feeling better, I'll go to the police and try to make them understand. God knows, I don't really understand myself. Did he hurt you, baby?
No, I'm okay.
He's better off dead. Poor Frank.
I don't believe this. I don't believe this.
Believe it.
I need to see him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do!
I love how determined she is. We have to do it.
Show her.
You may not like it, but...
No, that wasn't the deal. He's my father, and you
That is your father.
Move!
Kirsty.
Move!
The Cenobites are coming for that ass.
What's the matter?
There's no time.
Oh, wait, no, wait. I told you all that's over with now.
No, it's not. We've got to get out of here.
You stay with us. We can all be happy here. Come to Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come to Daddy.
You know now. The flesh.
Frank!
Yeah, Frank. Goodbye, Julia.
Nothing.
Yeah, you're dead, bitch. He's gonna eat you. Damn, she's a ghoul now.
Where are you, beautiful?
Fuck, he's a zombie.
Come out, wherever you are.
Yeah, go through that door. Go through the Cenobite door. Go on. Go on.
When we started Carvana, they told us that selling cars 100% online wouldn't work.
And there we are. We're reaching the precipice of Pinhead and his Cenobites taking over Frank. We will see what happens next. I'm hoping that we get a similar fate in the Hulu Hellraiser on October 7th. I'm excited for this new movie. I really am. It'll be better than Halloween Ends. Halloween Ends will be garbage, I promise you. But we'll see. We'll see. We shall see. Right now, all I care about is Halloween dying out and Hellraiser winning the day. So, we'll see. We'll see. Let's get back to Hellraiser, hopefully. There's the commercial. Now we're back to the final act. Let's end this. maggots and worms. Gotcha. Coming for you, Kirsty. She's trying her hardest. She's trying to battle through. Can she do it? We're gonna see. I think she can. Here's Frank. That's your karma, motherfucker. That's your karma. I want to be like Butterball, though. Where's the obelisk? He pushes him. Like bitch poop. On your ass. Hell, it's taking you. Turn through that flesh. Jesus wept.
Jesus wept.
Come on. That was a great sequence. That was fucking fantastic.
Not leaving us so soon, are you?
Take it. There you go. That's what I'm saying, like, Kirsty is a fucking great final girl.
We have such sights to show you.
Shit.
No, don't do that.
Yes, she should. She's a great, she solved the puzzle. Close the gate to hell. Fuck your ass, bitch. Butterball.
Dave.
Goodbye.
Oh, Christy. Thank God you're okay. Let's get the hell out of here. Now. Oh, no. Oh, God. No. Open. Dave!
Oh, Deborah. Grab at it, he's like, I'll get it. Get your ass out here. That was nice. Like I said, Trusty Cotton saves the day. She's the baddest fucking final girl of all time. She's a bad bitch. She's on the level of fucking Sydney Prescott and Nancy. She's on top tier bullshit. Like, get him, bitch. Get him. Get him. I love this woman. Fuck Frank, and fuck the rest. She survived. Fuck yeah. And there comes the fucking insect eater. He's the demon. Fantastic. I love that movie. One of the best. We will watch Hellraiser Hellbound. Or Hellbound Hellraiser Part 2. Very soon. That is what we will do. In the meantime, I love you guys. Have a great time. Peace.